the show. On to the next one. Thank you very much, and have a good night.
It was fascination, I know, and it might have ended right then at the start. Just a passing glance, just a brief romance, and I might have gone on my way. Empty-hearted, it was fascination, I know, seeing you alone with the moonlight above. Then I touch your hand, and next moment I kiss you. Fascination turned to love. Was fascination, I know, seeing you alone with the moonlight above. Then I touch your hand, and next moment I kiss you. Fascination turned to
okay, that was Fascination by Nat King Cole. And yeah, I just decided to play that because I don't know why, but it was like stuck in my head. And yeah,
high key, I'm just winging it because I don't really have anything specific. And yeah, and by the way, this is Melissa, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm just gonna like think on a whim about what I want to play because I don't really have anything in specific detail.
Let's see. I feel like since it's nighttime and I started off with like old music, so I'm just gonna play like this like music that I have in my playlist that's like old but like from different time periods, I guess. And so here we have one that I also really enjoy. So yeah.
Look at the colors fading.
Okay, and that was, I don't even know how to pronounce the name, but that was Valerie Dor. That's the only song I know by said person. I really enjoy it, and yeah, I don't know, it kind of brings me back to, like, I don't know what year it was made, but, like, I think of, like, 80s, 90s, but I'll check the date, like, later on. Oh, never mind, it was released 2001, so, like, but at the same time, it says, like, Golden Dance Classics, the best of Valerie Dor, so it probably was, like, 20 years prior. I don't know if I want to keep going with this, or if I want to play something different. Like, I honestly, like, I don't even know what I want to listen to. So, yeah. That's a problem. Usually, I, like, have an idea, but for some reason, like, I just couldn't think of anything. So, I'm gonna play Rue, because why not? It's, like, all the songs from, like, the same era of my life, low-key, but it's, like, not recent. So, this is Ghosting by Rue. This is an artist from Delaware. This is so embarrassing. This is an artist from Delaware, and low-key, like, he blew up on SoundCloud for, like, a different song of his, which was, like, Young and Writhing or whatever, I think. And, like, I listened through it, and I really like Ghosting, and I wish more people listened to it. It's, like, pretty cool. I'm kind of, like, I don't know if this is alt or not, but, yeah. Okay, and then, like, in the halfway mark, I'll probably just do the PSA. So, yeah, this is Ghosting by Rue. Let me stop talking, and, yeah.
Fashion.
that was Ghosting by Rue. Okay, since it's like kind of low-key, like, I don't even know, emo songs, quote unquote, but not really, I'm gonna play like old era Tyler, and it's not okay, it's like 12 a.m so like I'm okay, but yeah. I think the other day I had a show at like 4 and it was like really good, and like I let my brother request a song, and like he requested a song that had like curse words in it, and like I was so scared I was gonna like get like, I don't even know, but yeah. So let us see, and I'm sniffing because it was cold outside, so yeah. I'm trying to think. Okay, so we're gonna go to, I'm like stuck between like Goblin and Wolf right now. Okay, we're gonna do Wolf Tyler, and it's gonna be Answer. Yeah, because I like Sid's voice in it, so here we go.
Dad, it's me, I'm Tyler, I think I be your son, sorry, I called you the wrong name, see, my brain's splitting, dad isn't your name, see, faggot's a little more fitting, mom was only 20 when you ain't have any fucks to spare, you Nigerian fuck, now I'm stuck with this shitty facial hair, also stuck with a beautiful home with a case of stairs, see you not being near, fucking fire started my damn career, but fuck it, I got Clancy Heat. Gave me the chance to see a world I wasn't supposed to. I'm stoked that I didn't know you, but sucks you ain't give a fuck and considered a sperm donor now. Fuck is in a coma. I'm changing my shit to Haley, and I just ain't being passive, nigga. You a fucking faggot, nigga. Got a show on Monday. Guess you ain't getting no passes, nigga. But if I ever had the chance to ask this nigga and call him, I hope he answers. Suck my fucking dick and swallow this case of nuts. Ace, hate your guts. I'm a selfish fuck and I ain't sharing green as if I'm facing blunts. Frank is out the closet. Hodges an alcoholic. Sid might be bipolar, but fuck it, I couldn't call it. Supposed to be gone to November, but quickly came back in August. I left 2 months through September to clearly remember August. I would like to tell my grandma, but she just nostalgia. I'll call her number, but she won't answer. You claim to hate my fucking guts, but say I'm on an island in Thailand and I was wildin', and if I got stranded, had to man up and hold my nuts and hope that I could live off salt water and fucking coconuts. Phone ain't got no services, 3G is fucking worthless. Day is getting dark like the area's turning urban. You'll be fucking nervous like me inside of a church's, but I'ma get in contact regardless, and I hope you answer. Last verse was about this girl.
Okay, and that was Answer by Tyler, the Creator.
I love Answer, man.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Chica and Alex just walked into the studio.
What's up?
Alex, what mic do you have on?
Number two.
Chica?
I have no clue, bro.
I almost started cussing.
I think I got number two.
Okay, move the mic over so that people can hear you talk.
What's up?
Can you talk, Alex? I can't hear Alex.
Wait, Alex,
talk.
Hello?
Oh, I hear you.
I hear Alex.
Okay, sorry.
I can't hear anyone on my headphone.
You can't hear us? It's okay. Your headphones are probably broken, but I can hear you, so that's a good thing.
Them Jones broken.
I want to hear.
No, it's okay. Bro. But we're here. We're talking on the outside.
Bro, Helen Keller couldn't hear, and look what she did.
Can you? Yo, Chike. You are like a licensed DJ on this station.
What did I do?
All right, bros. Okay, what are we listening to today?
Play that. Let me pull some up.
You know what? While we're waiting, I'm about to play my drill low-key. I was in my bag, but then y'all came here.
What, that Delaware drill?
Can you get off? Like, where are you from again?
I'm from Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, about it?
Virginia drill?
They don't got drill, but they got music.
Thank you.
Sandro's calling? Sandro's this white boy that he wants to pull up. He a cool white boy.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
He Italian.
He Italian?
He's here.
Yo, you know I want to go to Italy?
Same.
You do? I don't have the key card to get in.
Oh, Alex, I'm going to put your mic down. I have the key card.
You have the key card? I could go get him.
Is he outside?
I'm going to let Chike get him.
I got you.
Because Alex is a little not.
No, I'm all
right. Hey, WMFO, I'm going to be right back on some on some real stuff. Man.
Okay, so here you go, Chike. This is the card. Let him in. So while we're waiting, we're just going to play a quick song. It's called If You Know You Know by B-Love. And it's drill, Chike, so you can listen.
Alex, is he there?
He's there.
And here, I think, we go.
Have fun, guys.
Chatting like I don't do what? Every front he get hit in his gut. Keep a nine on my hip cause I swear that I'm clutch. Watch a slob on my dick while I hold on a bun. Like he sneak this and that nigga a bum. Pop out that dark, all he seen was the gun. On sight I'm a bitch cause I know he gon' run. They get tapped while I stay, better tote you a gun. Like bitches OGs and OGs. High power and I ooh like Ginobili. Recipes Diddy, he cuts like he Kobe. She pop on her titties, she don't even know me. I don't care about no he say, she say. Why that goofy put me in a song? I can't wait till I catch little D thing. I let the he sing, now he in a song. Watch these op niggas put this on replay. Watch the op nigga run like it's relay. Stacking hundreds on hundreds, then replay. How about wait with the money, my team pay. If he move a walk, get the packing like Green Bay. Bitches active, they just win a meet game. Off the Migo, she acting a fool. Holy moly, we might need a room. Hit her once, but I won't hit her twice. Missed him once, but I won't miss him twice. Bullets hitting them harder than Mike. Shooting movies, I'm feeling like Spike. I'm not used to beating like Ike. It's a heavy sweep, come see what it's like. I bet he won't leave with his life. If not, I bet he won't sleep for some nights. Smooches off any, they geeking all night. She get low, watch her shake it like Riri. 42 Migos, gotta act it neaky. He put on a show, we aim it at his figgy. Poor dudes watch us dropping a figgy. Niggas broken, all them niggas needy. Catch him lacking, we gon' do him greasy. Niggas chatting like I don't do what? Every front, he get hit in his gut. Keep a nine on my hip, cause I swear that I'm clutch. Watch her slob on my dick while I hold on her bun. Like, he sneak this and that nigga a bum. Pop out that dark, all he seen was the gun. On sight, I'm a bitch, cause I know he gon' run. They get tacked where I stay, better tote you a gun. Like, bitches OGs and OGs. High power, not ooh like Ginobili. Recipes Diddy, he cuts like he Kobe. She pop on her titty, she don't even know me. I don't care about no he say, she say. Why that goofy put me in a song? I can't wait till I catch little D thing. I let the he sing, now he in a song. Why that goofy put me in a song? Thought he shaking, get it in her thong. Thought he shaking, got it in her thong.
Oh yeah, you guys could take turns.
Okay.
Okay, and that was some actual drill by B-Love called If You Know You Know, released last year, Columbia. Chike got some food in the studio.
I don't know if that's a lie.
Chike, what's your last name? I'm going to get you, bro.
I want to see my government.
What's your name?
Alessandro.
I'm sorry?
Alessandro.
Alessandro? Okay, so we have Alessandro in the studio, Chike, and Alex. Yeah. And they just got back from a party.
Perhaps.
Our house was lit.
Wait.
It was mid.
People were throwing elbows at me, bro. Motherfuckers, these girls named Brittany and Bethany. Shawty was like, elbowing me like Ron Artest in his prime.
There were people
crazy.
Like,
thought that shit was the Super Bowl.
Every five minutes, there would be someone would be like, out the way.
And
like,
excuse me.
Batter everyone in the way. I almost fell to the floor like 10 times. I thought I was going to die in there. I did not think I was going to make it.
Before Alex finishes that stop.
I think he's about to read the PSA.
Let me read a quick PSA.
Are you guys both going to read the PSA?
We can read it, but let me go first, though.
I'm going to let you go first.
Pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe.
When you're driving, drive at safe speeds. Drive alert. And always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians.
It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections.
Mm-hmm. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross.
Mm-hmm.
Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals.
All of them. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Here, let me read one. Let me chill.
You know what I thought about the other day?
What you thought?
Like, you know how the dining hall plays music?
Uh-huh.
Like, what if somehow we could, like, talk to someone who works at the dining hall and get them to play, like, a show during that time?
No, literally you could, though,
like,
I think.
I feel like you could, and I feel like that would be lit.
Get a student worker who works at DeWitt.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll literally play
Get
anything.
The aux. I feel like we should be, like, this should be the show, like... We need to be. Like,
that'd be so.
We need to bring back radio. We need to bring back radio. Cattle. Like every week, bring something new. Like,
that'd be
tough. You got connections.
I got connections with PAX. I can do it with PAX.
That's what I'm saying. You can do something, but I mean, so I'd have to try and get like a day show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at PAX, I could play it. I literally control the aux at PAX.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Recent promotion. The aux player.
I make the sandwiches. I control the aux.
You made my sandwich the other day?
No.
Okay, I got beef with somebody who made my sandwich the other day. That shit was crazy. Lettuce was brown.
I'm not going to say who I served the sandwich to, but one day I was serving sandwiches, but I wasn't the one who made it, and I just got the order, but it fell on the floor, bro.
No way.
I knew who this person was, don't like this person.
Oh.
And I literally...
Okay. No way.
I literally just repaired the sandwich.
No way.
And I just handed it out, bro.
That's gotta be a health code violation.
Bro.
No way. But the thing is, you're admitting this on air.
But what if I'm just lying, though? What if this just happened in a video game? Like, who knows, bro? This just happened in Halo 3.
But the thing is, Halo I don't 3? Even order hods, like... I'm a dedicated PAX customer, and you just
you
told
don't
me that.
Be in PAX like that. Like
I know the time.
At least
that you have,
the days that I'm working, PAX. You ain't be at PAX.
No,
I'd
be
I saw
at
you
PAX.
Once.
You saw me once, but I be at PAX.
And you ain't say nothing to me. That was crazy.
I did. I spoke to you.
No, bro.
And, bro, I saw you on Thursday. Bro. I can literally count Thursday. I had a test. I had to run to CES.
I know, and I
grabbed
you
my phone. I said no. I literally before I was like, "Hey, Chike," and then you were like, "Sup?" And then gave it. That's how I was like, "Okay." Like,
bro, I didn't hear, bro.
No, but I literally was all excited. I was like, "Oh my gosh, hey, Chike!" Like, trust me, I'm not fake. Like, if I see someone, I'm wave. I'm gonna say hi.
You ain't wave, bro. You was on some. You was on
like,
some.
Like for
what's
example,
up?
Alex, I saw you at DeWitt the other day, but like you like sped
you
past me, so I couldn't even say hi.
It's
not your fault. I just hope you know that, like, yeah. I acknowledge you. Like, I see you.
Thank you. I don't see anyone in DeWitt. I have to tell you right now. When I'm in DeWitt, I'm just looking at my food. I'm looking at the table.
Same.
I'm not looking at anyone else around me.
Boy, the halal grilled chicken.
The
Can we get a
pizza
on halal grilled chicken? Sanjay, what you think, man?
Oh my god, every day. If I didn't eat the halal chicken every day, I think I'd be dead right now. Because that's the only thing I eat.
Really?
I agree.
I swear to god, it's the only
No, the steak was good today. No lie. No. The steak was okay.
The steak was good.
I didn't eat today. I ate today.
You ate. Okay.
I skipped dinner.
Homie said, I didn't eat.
I skipped dinner. I gotta get to those, you know, I gotta save up room for that party.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
EB adjacent, but okay.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you know.
I'm not gonna lie. The Greek salad. Today,
it was good.
Oh my god,
that's
unbelievable!
Huh? What's going on, TK?
The ops are calling me, bro.
Who are the ops? Should I turn your mic down so you can tell me who the ops are? Your
nah,
mic three.
Bro, you chilling, bro.
Who's the ops?
I got.
Bro, I ain't just saying name. It's one white dude, bro.
Wait.
Listen.
Okay, we're back, I'm sorry.
We're back in business.
Yeah, I just had to get a little bit. Okay, so Should I play a song and then after that, like, you have to finish your story? Do you remember what you're talking about?
I had a story.
Yeah, it's never mind.
Are you talking about Arnhost?
Yeah, people were Emily.
Oh, story.
He lied about his name, Mel. He lied about his name.
Oh, yeah. This is not the first time.
It's not the first time.
Penelope, if you're out there, I'm sorry. I lied about my name.
My name isn't Max Penelope.
My name is not Max Penelope. I'm sorry.
Why did you do that?
I know Penelope.
Did you not like Penelope?
No. She came up to me.
She comes to me.
It was in the line. She came up. Well, Chige, hold on. She goes to Chige. What? Hey. You're looking. Talked to Chike, then she was talking to me, and she was like, "Oh, you look like my friend back from I don't fucking know." And I was like, "What was his name?" She's like, "Max," and I was like, "Oh shit, my name's Max." I don't know why I was compelled to lie.
Oh, you wanted her validation.
No. I feel bad. Yeah. Penelope, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Give him a chance. Loki, give me a chance. But anywho.
All right. I got cut Chike's mic off. That was crazy.
That's crazy.
He was speaking dumb. I'm sorry, y'all. I literally had to turn that off. Like, you could go up and speak. Like, they're not going to hear nothing.
Can you hear me?
All right. So this is All Night Flights by Certified Trapper. If it's terrible, I didn't pick it. And we'll see you after this.
Night flight, love, baby, come and smack on me. You ain't getting no dick, bitch, if you ain't catching me. Big ass spender on the G, I be getting geek. 200 pops, nigga, waiting on the same street. All night flights, love, baby, come and smack on me. When they ass bad, running reds, nigga, really cracking G's. Like a bad back, bitch, can you crack on me, with me. Smacking off the meter, cheap ass niggas, I heard broke me the feature. Going fucking crazy, and I'm bouncing ass nigga, I be cracking up this beater. Anger women beat her. Rocks in a stupid ass. What I'm finna come to the sloppy ass. Walkers in this stay sloppy. Just pop the M10. And that bitch really weak. Fire. Fuck thick ass bitch. Got my dick really getting up. Wide. Car slap nappy. Nasty. Cheap ass nigga. I be really out here getting paid. Fire. All night flights. The night. What you do today? Yeah. Bitch, how many G's you smack today? Cheap all night flight. Love, baby. Come and smack on me. You ain't getting no dick. Bitch, if you ain't catching me, big ass spender on the G, I be getting geek. 200 pops, nigga, waiting on the same street. All night flights, love, baby, come and smack on me. When they ass bad, running reds, nigga, really cracking G's. Like a bad pack G's. Can you crack on me? Can you crack on me? Crack on me? Bitch, I'm a trap, nigga. Smack, nigga. Turn me top the alley, bust it down, yeah, it's that, nigga. On the east side, bitch, I be really out here whack niggas. I whack niggas. What the fuck going on? Pops on the other side of town, niggas smacking in your tone. Gotta really bounce around, bitch, I bounce around. Gotta really knock him down, touch on him down. I'ma bust your ass down, flush your ass down. See that bitch really get around. Nigga smacking in that pussy, gotta turn my phone down. Nigga, turn that shit down. I don't want no clown. I beat your fucking down. All night flight, love, baby, come and smack on me. Baby, come and smack on me. Bitch, if you ain't catching me, big ass sucker on the G, I be getting geeked. I be getting geeked, waiting on the same street. All night, side shit, baby, come and smack on me. When they ass bad, running reds, nigga, really cracking G's. Like a bad crack G's. Can you crack on me? Can you smack on me? All night flight, love, baby, can you smack on me? Going crazy, bitch, I'm running red. Can you shot? Cheap eyes, bitch, can you slap me?
Night Flight Certified Trapper.
That was hard, ain't it? That was hard.
It ate like the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's still late though.
The beat got tired.
It's delayed though.
Who just? Oh, okay. Do you want to read a PSA?
I can read a PSA.
Okay. Hold on. Go ahead.
You do that, Alex.
All right, guys.
This is so cute.
What?
Is he okay? Do you want water?
I'm filled.
I got another bottle.
He has another bottle of water.
She literally asked me, "You want another one?" Because she saw like how I was, and I was like, "Yes, please."
You really? Fine, bro?
No, but like I was up in comments, kind of wild.
Yeah, that was.
You was just doing that to get some free food.
Can I please get another bottle? Yeah.
Please spare me.
Please.
You hung out with them the whole night.
Yeah, we were in Art's house.
No, I feel bad for you.
We was trying to find him.
Are you okay? Wait, are all of you like?
Might be a little issue.
Are all of you intoxicated?
Tefiquat, no.
No.
I mean, no. Spanish.
No.
That was Ebo. That was Ebo.
Oh, that was Ebo.
Yeah, tefiquat.
Oh.
I'm sober as a saint.
Nah, you not sober, bro. I ain't never heard you pull out the Ebo.
That's true.
Like, that's crazy.
That's
Wait,
true.
Did you ask, are we sober or intoxicated?
I asked if you guys were intoxicated.
Oh, I said no. Okay, all right.
You lying like...
No. All right.
Why would I incriminate myself on public radio?
Right, you're right. All right. Did you just say that you dropped food at PAX?
That was a lie, though.
That was a lie.
I was joking. Oh, I love my job.
That's a HIPAA violation.
Shout out Rishi.
All right.
That's my manager.
Let him read the PSA.
Okay. Alternative scouting PSA. Oh, my God. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting
this
organization.
This man can't read.
That is looking to expand in the New England region. The PPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this coeducational inclusive program, more information resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.ppsaus.org or by calling 626-502-8855. A public notice for the Baseball Service Association and WMFO, Medford.
This is my last show.
I know they do Tufts. Oh, wait, are you done?
Community radio. I'm done.
I know they did not popcorn to your ass in elementary
school.
No.
Johnny, Ben, Billy.
They're like,
Alessandro.
Alex is like, me.
Chike.
Nah, that's crazy. Like, yeah. She can't read before you.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean? I was a great reader. No, low-key, bro. Them people was hating on me and reading, bro. I was a great reader, and I wasn't in the advanced reading class. That literally pissed me off to this day.
They didn't put you in advanced?
I was so confused. I was a great reader. Mm-hmm. I think it was on some ableist stuff because I had a speech impediment growing up.
Oh, that's why. Then you
was hating on me, bro.
Then you weren't a great.
I wasn't a good reader, I suppose. Yeah. Couldn't say my R's. I couldn't say rabbit and world and Charles.
Wabbit. You were saying wabbit.
I was saying world. I was saying Charles.
No, low key that like still happens to me sometimes.
Same, literally same. They would be like, "What you call him?" I said Charles. You
I
mean
think
Charles?
It depends on how fast you talk.
Facts. I agree.
All right. Any song requests?
I got you.
Oh, no, Chike, you just played a song. Please, say that for later.
Alice in
Chains.
No excuses. No excuses. No excuses.
Some nutshell.
No. Play some no excuses. No. No excuses.
No excuses. Alice in Chains. I accept it.
But you know about Alice in Chains, Mel?
Did I not just reference another song?
Bro, why you answering my question with a question?
Because you asking a dumb question.
It's a dumb question.
Yes. I just was like, I just agreed with like, oh, Alice in Chains. If I was like, who is that? Then like, if you would have known, I didn't know who it was.
Play the song, big dog.
You know, that's crazy. Big
play
dog
the song.
What'd you say it was called again?
No excuses.
No excuses, just results.
Wonderful Wayne by Babyface Ray. Play Jesse Owens right, by Baby
sorry,
Tron.
No, I don't know what's going on. Baby Tron, I gotta put his mic down. He said Baby Tron. I'm tired.
Baby Tron. Bin Raper 3 by Baby Tron.
Nah, I'm gonna play Freestyle 3, Ken. We'll be right back.
Okay, and talk your shit, babe, that bro. Was No Excuses by Alice in Chains, fan favorite. And we have a special announcement by the Italian.
Thank you. Thank you for noting that I'm Italian.
That's what Chico told me. I'm sorry.
Se siete italiani,
oh, is that Italian? Wow.
Si, se siete italiani, lo sono anch'io. Okay.
Wow, you're trying to sway everybody's hearts right now with Italian. Know, thank you, thank you. Have you been? Question mark.
To Italy?
Yeah.
Of course, I go there every summer.
Really?
Yeah, I go see my family.
Have you? Okay, I always wanted to go to. Is it Venice or Venice?
Venezia, yeah, Venice.
Oh wow, have you been there?
No, or, see, you know, I haven't actually.
What see, parts do you go to? If that's
I'm
not
from the south.
From the south of Italy.
I'm from
south
side. Yeah, south side Chicago. I'm from. So it goes Naples.
Yeah.
And then the Amalfi Coast, and then Salerno. I'm from Salerno, right between.
Wow.
You know, Naples and the Amalfi.
And you go every summer. Do you enjoy it?
Every summer. Of course I enjoy it.
Okay.
My people.
Oh.
He watches the
thank you, Chike. Okay. Thank you, Chike, for bringing this person on air. Okay. Could you tell us about what's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow, there's a concert. I think there's a concert. It's like a Valentine's Day concert.
Yes.
Right?
Apple Jam
concert.
Yes.
And my roommate is actually performing one of the bands.
Shout out to Quinn.
Your roommate's Quinn?
My roommate is Quinn.
I know. I'm literally friends with Quinn.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Their drummer like flaked on them.
And so you're gonna.
So I play the drums.
Wow.
And so he asked me one night, hey, do you want to play the drums? And so we were rehearsing. I think we've had like two rehearsals so far.
Yeah.
And a little sneak peek, we're playing You Know I'm No Good by
Amy Winehouse.
Okay. Should I play it to end this show?
Yeah, we can play it to end the show. We're also playing a rendition. You know, my roommate, Quinn, he did a rendition of a SZA song. Broken Clocks.
Oh, I'm gonna play that actually.
Yeah, play that. This is a good one. It kind of doesn't sound a lot like the original song. But,
no,
you know,
it's okay.
We'll see tomorrow.
Sandra, I have a question.
No, I'll bring friends and I'll go and I'll watch.
Exactly.
Sandra, I have a question.
I'm excited.
Are you going to be singing?
No. I wish.
Can you sing?
You heard me on the Alice in Chains song. If you give me like a white teen like angst song,
yeah.
I can do it. All right?
So if I gave you like. I'm trying to think. Like, let me go to my alt playlist real quick.
No excuses. You could do like some shit. Like,
so if I give you like Smashing Pumpkins or something like.
I could do the what was it? This is like
1979.
Yeah, exactly.
Should I play? Yeah. You know, I might play that.
We can play that.
Broken Clocks, but Chica, you have about like, so you're tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Crane Room.
Apple Jam Productions.
The band is called.
See, I'm a recent addition, so. Hold on.
And then we need the band name and then the time.
Okay.
So that people can know.
Toolbox.
Okay.
Toolbox.
Okay.
We were supposed to go on second, but I think things have been changed around. We might go on, which was second, which was, i.e., like 7:45, but I think we're going on now at like. 9:30.
Okay.
Stay for the whole show. It's probably gonna be good.
Okay.
You'll see if I suck at drums or not. I might choke. I've been known to choke in high school.
He is. He told me he's gonna choke.
I've been known to choke in high school. So
question
you might
mark.
See me choke.
hey yo.
But you know it'll be a fun time. I'm
also,
sure the other people are good. And
Lando
we'll
Chin is Lando Chin is really good. I'm not part of Lando Chin.
Oh yes,
but,
I do love Lando Chin.
Isaac is an amazing musician.
Yeah.
Go see Landerchen.
See, yeah,
shout
go
out
to
Isaac.
See
shout out Landerchen.
Landerchen and Chowder.
And Chowder.
Chowder, amazing.
Truly love most of those bands. I haven't heard the other ones, but I love the two that I've
they're
heard.
Good,
I
they're
love.
Good. And if you look
toolbox.
On the wall, I'm pretty
shout
sure
out Toolbox.
Like, maybe not here, but in the other room, like they have like their name written in here, because like I'm pretty sure they've been in here
that's
before.
Cool.
So it's kind of cool to see like Tufts bands.
So who has been in here? Has anyone like mad famous been here?
I'm pretty sure like back in the day they actually had like actual artists, because that's when like you know radio was kind of like. Actually, because now it's like all off. Yeah, when radio wasn't dead, but we'll bring it back. Chike, we're not.
Ghostface Killer was
oh, wait, I thought you were requesting a song. I was like, yo.
Chike,
you got 3 minutes, Chike. Are you going to explain your love life?
No.
For
the
Valentine's Day.
Would you like to talk about your love life?
I'll explain Chike's love life for you.
Oh. Is that allowed, Chike?
I'm kidding. I don't know shit.
Okay. Does anyone?
Basically, he dropped my sandwich. So this is a crazy story. So I'm here, and this guy dropped my sandwich, and he thought I didn't see it. So like, I have.
Wait.
He saw it.
Wait, drop your sandwich. Wait.
So, like, this is like a random story. No, wait, this guy dropped my sandwich.
Wait, let me ask a question. Was this at PAX?
Yeah, no. This was like 2 days ago. And this guy dropped my sandwich.
Wait.
And tried to pass it off like it's nothing. I did not eat that shit, bro. That shit was disgusting.
Why does everything
also, fuck
come
you.
Full circle?
You don't like me? Go fuck yourself.
What type of show is this? So you, Chica, you dropped. So the alleged, the not true story is true. And the person that you dropped the sandwich ends up coming to the show.
Bro,
you're a hater, Chike. I know you. I know how you feel about me now,
Chike. Like, wow. So I feel like we should use the last 2 minutes to like settle this.
Bro, no matter what I did, if it was anybody that I dropped the sandwich,
it's not that. It's that you don't. It's that you said, because this was the one point that I was listening to the WMFO.
Wow.
And this guy Chike said, I dropped this guy's sandwich and I didn't really like him.
Oh.
Yeah, nigga, I mean, shit, bro, I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you, dog. I'm not gonna little, I lie to you, dog.
I feel like
I don't fuck with you like that, bro. God, like, I just don't. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I don't dislike you. Like, I don't wish ill will on this man.
I mean, you did drop
this
my sandwich in that town.
I don't know what to do. I feel like my show is over.
You fucking with you,
I would have served
Apple Jam Productions tomorrow, 7 p.m. Listen to Toolbox and Chin Chow.
And I was like, bro, like, I'm not gonna go back to the kitchen. I wasn't gonna go back to the kitchen.
Don't speak Italian.
How do you say? Grazie.
I'm glad we got this out of the way, Chike. I'm glad we can define our relationship better.
Where are you from, Connor?
Doesn't really matter.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hawaii. I was just wondering. You from Hawaii?
No.
From Hawaii.
Hawaii?
From Philadelphia.
You're from Philly?
He's from Philadelphia, Hawaii.
Where?
From Philadelphia, Hawaii.
Where in Philadelphia?
I'm from, I am from Hawaii, but it's a whole thing. It's
okay. Wait, so you're actually from Hawaii, but not Philadelphia?
Shut up, man. You don't know me like that.
You're from Portland?
He's from Portland, bro.
I was born there.
Guys, you guys can't be fighting on air. Like, this is not... This is
I
not
don't
good.
Dislike you, bro.
Hi, Alex.
I just don't know this thing like
that. Alex is so awesome. Okay, guys.
How about 1979?
Yeah, we're going to play 1979. Thank you, guys. I don't know what's going on right now. I got to, like, fix the beef on this thing. 1979, Smashing Pumpkins.
90% of my life, bro.
This is so... This is
2 years.
Ride above the street.
No, don't say anything, please. I'm
gonna say some shit though. No.
Some difficulties on air.
What's up with y'all? What's up with y'all?
Okay, last 5 minutes. Would you like to talk about your love life?
My love life, man. My love life is some bullshit right now.
It's should I play like some like I don't know like
some sad music?
Some careless a whisper in the background. Like why? Yeah, yeah.
Play some sad music in the background.
I'm gonna play Careless Whisper.
This is sad.
No, it's not. What is it called? Like Sleepwalk.
I don't know, man. I don't know music like that, bro. I do. I'm kidding, bro. I'm a music aficionado.
Like, I'm going to play this. Like, wait. Do you hear it? Like the... Yeah, like just lightly
that.
In the background.
I hear that. Okay. So let me talk about my love life, bro. So like a couple weeks ago, bro. So over the break, bro, I was talking to this one girl. Right? Shout out to her. She's a really nice person. I was texting this one person over break. Because before break, I went up to her and I was just... This music is crazy.
Is this not the sad music?
No, literally.
I'll find something sad.
Before break, I went with this one girl after class, and I was like, yo, you're really pretty. Let me get your Instagram. And I was just DMing her, and I was texting her over break, all of break on some real shit.
Yeah.
And then we, like, scheduled a little date thing. And bro, when I tell you, this is the cringiest 3 hours of my life, bro. I was on some cringe stuff, bro. Like, this was my worst social interaction in my life, bro. I was on some L stuff, bro. I didn't do anything. I didn't make any moves. It was bad. It was 3 hours of me just talking how I talked to her over text. Mm-hmm. It was bad.
Tell them about the shoes.
The what?
I talked to her about her shoes for some reason. I went to her shoe rack. I was like,
were you nervous?
I was so nervous, bro. She was really pretty.
Are you never going to talk to her again?
Bro.
Did you fumble that bad?
So after the break, after the date ended, like a couple hours later or like the next morning, I was like, yo, I had a really nice time talking. It was really nice. Like getting to hang with you or some shit. Like, it was just like, yo, I had a really nice fun time. I had a good time. She replied saying, yeah, I had a really nice time talking with you too. We should hang out as friends again soon.
Yeah. Oh, as friends.
And I was like,
you're done.
And so I just hearted the message. Like, yeah, I feel the same way. I don't feel the same way. I did really like her, but I fumbled the bat. It was a bad date. I did some stupid stuff.
Okay. So shout out to whoever you are.
Shout out to her. She's a really good person.
Yeah, she really likes you. And he was really just like really you. Embarrassed.
Like, bro.
Please give him another chance in honor of Valentine's
bro,
Day.
Bro, I wouldn't blame you.
Are you guys doing anything for Valentine's weekend?
Absolutely not,
bro. Oh. Ending it all.
is it not going well? What's going on with you?
I could have, let's just say, I could have made some moves at the party.
He's fine, bro. He's chilling.
You're
he's
regretting
chilling.
It.
He's chilling.
I
he's
say
chilling.
This. What you call it? You miss 100% of the shots exactly. You don't take.
That's what I'm saying.
And you only live once. Like, actually, if you think about it, like, act like you're about to die this year, and then it like makes you do everything like you would want to do.
You know what? I will.
We're like, just start doing that, and then like honestly, year. Your life will improve.
That's a threat.
What about you, Alex? Anything Valentine's weekend?
No. I mean...
I want to end it all.
Well...
I feel like you're a heartbreaker.
Me? I'm a heartbreaker?
No. Alex Lee, the heartbreaker.
I feel like he could be, but like unintentionally.
I could be by accident, but I...
Alex Lee is killing it on Tinder.
Am I killing it?
On Tinder?
Okay, we're not going to be talking about Tinder, but... it's all right. You know, we'll find someone.
No, we won't.
Hey.
You will. I hope you will.
I think you will. I think you will. I think you guys will. Don't worry.
Bro.
Everyone will get a Valentine's Day.
I haven't talked about the second date yet.
Oh, wait. We have like a minute and 30 seconds.
Okay.
We can talk about it.
So, next, the week after the first one that I just talked about, I went on another date, quote unquote. It was a hangout, right? Before break, I was laying the seeds. I was like, I texted this person, yo, we should hang out. When I saw him the week, I was like, yo, let me get your Instagram. Over Instagram, I was like, yo, good local finals. It's during finals week. We should hang out sometime. And she was like, yeah, I bet. I'll text you. Like, we should definitely meet up. After a break, she texts me on my phone. She's like, yo, this is me. I said, okay, bet. I was on some, okay, this is a little date thing. We're going to get we gonna get some karma on some stuff, right? We get karma, a little dinner date. You know what I'm saying? She come to me, bro. She's like, yo, by the way, I'm not into guys on some real stuff. I said, what, my boy?
She didn't like you?
Not into any he hims, bro. Shout out to her. But, like, she's a really cool person. She's not into he hims. And I was like, damn, shout out to you. But, like, I'll see you later on some shit. So, yeah.
It was on some other stuff, but shout out to her. She a good person.
Okay, well, that's the end of our show. We hope that you guys have better Valentine's than the rest of us.
Come see our concert.
We struggling,
thank
bro.
Thank you so much good for night. Listening. Good night. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.